A convoy of 18-wheelers is rolling across the U.S. heartland toward Washington, D.C. to protest vaccine mandates. The drivers say they're the red, white, and blue version of the recent protests by Canadian truckers. And they've hit the road even as pandemic restrictions are easing across the United States. NPR's John Burnett caught up with them in northeastern Oklahoma.
Big rigs trundle down the Will Rogers Turnpike, blowing their air horns in solidarity with the self-styled People's Convoy. It stopped for the night at the woodshed of Big Cabin Truck Stop. A muddy parking lot is crowded with dozens of tractor trailers, RVs, and pickups flying Trump and F. Biden flags. The caravan has grown since it left California last week. It now stretches several miles long. Locals pack overpasses along the route to cheer and wave flags. Others bring provisions.
Please take a box of food with you, please. A box or a bag.
The convoy's website says their main message is to get the White House to cancel the national emergency due to the pandemic. Trump declared it and Biden extended it. Dan Davidson slouches in front of his cherry red Freightliner with an American flag hanging off the side. Based in northern Ohio, he hauls bottled water, canned tomatoes, adult diapers, whatever pays.
So what's this about?
Freedom, the government trying to force people to have vaccines that they don't want to have. I'm not vaccinated. I'm not going to be.
Neither American trucking companies nor the federal government require truckers to get the shot. And while Canada requires all travelers crossing its land borders to show proof of vaccination, the U.S. government does not force its returning citizens to be vaxxed. But Andrew Chafa, based out of Washington, Iowa, is still fuming.
I am a cross-country trucker. I cannot cross into Canada unless I get a vaccine. I have chosen not to get the vaccine.
A convoy spokesman says the protest is nonpartisan, but it looks and feels like a rolling Trump rally. Two of their financial supporters, the America Project and the American Foundation for Civil Liberties and Freedom, push vaccine falsehoods along with the lie that the 2020 presidential election was rigged. Yet, on another level, the convoy is a morale booster for one of the country's toughest professions.
2 weeks ago, I was very close to shutting my doors. And I was 35 years into trucking, and I was done.
Bucky Bean is a trucker from Nebraska who crisscrosses the country with his loyal traveling companion, a rat terrier named Bowie Blue. Bean is tired of the long stretches away from home, the bad food, the rising cost of fuel and highway taxes. Americans like to complain about the supply chain backup, he says, but the truckers who haul their stuff never get any respect.
I do get a lot of happiness in my heart. Every time I go under an underpass, see these people standing, cheering me on.
Just across the highway, at another truck stop, a driver named Juan from L.A., who's vaccinated, is not part of the People's Convoy and says it does not represent all American truckers. He won't give his last name because he drives for a major shipping company and he worries he'd get in trouble with his boss.
I was driving down the highway, and for a perfect example, it says the exit 31, get off at 35 miles per hour. The Department of Transportation is telling you to go 35 miles per hour so you won't go off the curve. Right there, you're actually listening to the government and you're still obeying. The vaccine is helping you to get life back to where it should be.
The protesting U.S. truckers say they're not planning disruptions, like the Canadian truckers who blocked traffic and blew their horns day and night. But authorities are leery. Several hundred National Guard are on call in Washington, D.C. to help with traffic control and potentially protect the Capitol when the People's Convoy rolls in on Saturday. John Burnett, NPR News, Big Cabin, Oklahoma.